Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
It could have been a joke. Two guys walk into an African restaurant, one black, one white. The white guy says to the black guy, "Can you pay for me?" The black guy should turn then, say something to him, profound and witty. But instead, I said, "Sure." It is a familiar scenario for travelers, really, not getting to the bank. So I do not always pay for him, nor he for me. That was just the way it worked out that day. Anyway, we sat at a corner table on a veranda and waited. The waiter came with our menus and in true African style hovered over us until we decided on our order. That was okay, because we had a few questions for him. You see, I'm a vegetarian and my friend was ill. My friend was also forgetful and kept asking at me how much money I had. Could he get this? Could I afford that? All the time our waiter stood there, his patience ebbing. So eventually we ordered. The meal came with silverware and china, quite nice really. Though, as with many restaurants in Africa, the place had little to do with how and what Africans actually ate. To finish, we lingered over a pot of tea and chatted about the cheesy songs we listened to when we were younger in our respective continents. Then came the bill, which was placed quietly before my friend who happened to have no money. Of course, the waiter had just forgotten about the barrage of questions before the meal. I could not fault him for that. He serves a lot of people. That, I suppose, was the problem. How many times he must have given that bill to a white man? He was conditioned to regard the whites as the ones with the money, the ones with the power. This is, after all, how it was since Africa was discovered by Europe. It would take more than two backpackers and one lunch to change that attitude. Especially when African heads of state are still going to Europe to court investors. Which begs the question, is there a black state with money? My homeland, Barbados, is the highest ranking black state on the Human Development Index, but it still falls way short of G7 standards economically. Even so, I do not see any African countries coming to Barbados for loans. But then Barbados does not invite borrowers. The country has no trade missions in the entire African continent. The nearest high commission is in Belgium. Brussels is, of course, the headquarters of the European Union. This then seems a smart move for a developing country. Just as it may seem sensible to the waiter to place the bill before my white friend, it's about where the money is coming from, that's all. West Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Africa.